Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Okay, everybody, I just cannot tell you how excited I am right now. The person you're about ready to have the opportunity of hearing from is a dear friend of mine. I've got over 500 episodes by now, and I was talking with Courtney and saying, so when should I have the opportunity of having her back on? She's like, you've never had her on. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And so I want to introduce you to my dear friend, Lee Richter. Lee, welcome to the show.
I am so happy to be here, Dave, and I've loved listening, and I love all the moments you share, and I love your Facebook Lives where you are intimate and share your deepest thoughts and feelings and inspire all of us. So thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. For those of you, I don't know if you've ever had that experience where you meet someone and the very first time you meet them, you know you are going to become lifelong friends forever. And there's just, it's this magical crossing and you're like, how did we not connect? That's how Lee is for me. And she is for like everyone else who ever meets with her. I hope sometime you have the opportunity of meeting with Lee. I met Lee probably, I think it's been almost 4.5, 5 years ago. And in doing so has literally changed my life in so many different ways. In fact, many of you are the beneficiaries of some of the things that she is. I've had the opportunity of talking with her. She's a friend, a coach, but most importantly, she's probably one of the best examples of a mother and a wife who is literally has, I mean, as you get to know Lee, she has $1 billion success. I mean, just crazy off the charts success. But the only thing that matters is her daughter and her husband. And to me, that says the world about anyone I meet when family comes first. So Lee, thank you. Again, you're taking time away from your family while you're in Hawaii tonight. So I appreciate that.
Actually, you know what? It's 11 a.m. and my teenage daughter, who's 16, is still sleeping. So it's perfectly fine. She's not even noticing that I'm doing anything. And I've been on calls. I started with Dan Sullivan about 3 hours ago. Had 90 minutes with him and Dean Jackson and some of our favorite friends out there. And it's just been a banner day, and she's still sleeping like she should be, resting that brain of hers.
I love it. Again, she's had two TED Talks. Is that right?
Yeah, she's done two TED Talks in Berkeley, California. One was when she was 12 years old, and I think the other one 14, somewhere around there. She was phenomenal, and she's published 5 books, and she has her own little way of being in the world. I just learn from her every day.
Some of the things Lee and I were just talking about as kind of warming up to things we wanted to share with everyone here. And that is really this idea as far as 2020 vision. We're coming down to the end. Today is the 17th. Actually, Lee, you missed my birthday. It was yesterday. And you didn't.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Every day is your birthday in my world. I love you every day.
Oh, thank you so much. But we're looking at 2020 here. And 2020 for me, Lee, was going to be this crazy. I had so many things that were going to happen. And it just kind of snowballed and didn't. My address actually is 2020. The end of my personal email is 2020. So I've been gearing up for 2020 for the longest time. And yet I have learned more and grown more in 2020 than any year ever. And I'm so grateful for it. And so I just wanted to be able to take some time here as we look at this opportunity, really talking about love, joy, connection, imagine, 4 words that mean the world to me. Imagine is by far one of my favorites. But I want to just kind of let you talk. I learned so much from you. And you're just a mouthful of tons of wisdom and insights. And so I'd love for you to just kind of share with people some of the things you've been thinking about and what you've been going through this year.
Thank you. I appreciate all of that. And yes, I love being friends with you. And I think one of the main things I've learned in 2020 with our perfect rear view vision that we have right now in December, right? One of the main things I learned is how important relationships are in our life. In my groups, we talk about there's really 4 capitals, right? Dan Sullivan talks about it. It's either an energy or a capital or even a way of commerce, which is we could trade time, money, purpose or passion. And the 4th one is relationships. Those are our 4 major currencies, right? Time, money, passion, and relationships. And often as business people, we're looking at ROI on time and money. Those are always the first two we're thinking about. And the other things come with it. And as a marketer, relationships are always important. But in 2020, relationships has gone to the very top most important. I see it through my 16-year-old daughter. I see it through myself, how much I miss seeing people in person. I love being in Maui because part of being in Maui is anyone who comes in has to have a negative COVID test to get in. So we're safe to be together. And it doesn't feel the same as mainland where everything's in lockdown. It actually feels like we're part of nature. And that feeds my soul. And I learned from our good friend, Ben Hardy, where your environment is, what your environment is in both your brain and what you see and what you feel is the most important driver. So through this time, I've learned to really pay attention to the things that make me happy and doing more of that. And relationships has gone to the top of the list, which is my natural ability. My natural gift is loving people. So it's just in perfect alignment. I just feel like I'm flourishing and building deeper and more meaningful relationships than ever. I will share one thing I learned, though, is I have a saying that the most important relationships to me are the real, real relationships. And as a journalist, you know, I'm always looking at words and being a wordsmith. And the first one is real, R-E-A-L. Have we met? Have we had a hug? Have we broken bread? Like Dave Woodward and I, we've had opportunities where we've had dinner, just the two of us. And we're talking about our massive universes around us, but it's just the two of us connecting. And that relationship was so important that even when people came and interrupted us, we gave them a minute and said goodbye. We didn't invite them to stay because we wanted to be together and focus on one another. And how many times we're interrupted is countless, but still we knew it was more important to just spend time together. And I want more of that time in the future. But real relationships are R-E-A-L. I know you, you're real. We've been in the same energy. I've hugged you. I care about you. The second one is R-E-E-L, which means, is the story worth telling? Do I want to tell the world about Dave Woodward? Hey, in Traffic and Conversion in 2017, I interviewed you. You were one of 16 people I interviewed that day around your life and what motivated you and what was one of those things that had you break through to the next level and made you think differently. And I remember that interview and I remember it fondly. And I remember at the end, we took your picture and one of the things you said was, I was one of your most favorite people in the world. And I was like, how could that be? You know, thousands of people. And I just felt so honored, but I knew you meant it. And I knew we had a deep relationship from the beginning, but it's always been important. I'm always checking in on you. I'm always paying attention to what you're doing with the family. And it's because you love your family so much and you deepen those relationships. And even Russell and everyone in your company, you treat them like family, like you really care about them. And that's one of the reasons I care about you, because I can see those fibers and they come through your Facebook lives and they come through your meaningful messages and these podcasts is how much you care. And those are the people I care about. The real, real people that I know in the world are the ones that I'm paying attention to the most right now.
I love that. I've never thought of the R-E-E-L portion. I think that is so critical, especially these days, because there's a lot of people out there who are trying to get that influencer status who would love for someone to be telling their story. And I think you don't get that until you are R-E-A-L first. And then by...
Yes.
It's so crazy. You know, we talk all the day.
What happened when Marcus Lemonis came to ClickFunnels and said, oh, now you're real. I met you in person. I shook Russell's hand. I heard your story. But second, you're worth telling to the world. That changed everything. Yeah. You guys had more credibility. You were seen more. And you always have the as seen on or this experience happened for us. You have that as part of your story forever. So that real, real with someone like Marcus Lemonis made the world pay attention. Right? It was worthy of his time, though. You had to be worthy of his time. But in the end, you now have a before, during, and after story of what it was like to be part of that experience. And after, you have many stories to tell because it's now had multiple effects for you personally and for your business and for your team. So that's just one example of the power of PR and one example of the power of sharing a real story that's worth telling.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So for those of you, again, if you don't know Lee, probably the best thing is go ask Lee.com and you need to do some research, because in the amount of time we're going to have here, I could never go through all the accolades and all of her experience. Some of the things, though, it was really funny. I remember I think it was Genius Network, and I had Miles Clifford, who's our affiliate relationship manager. And we sat down in the lobby and we sat there and just connected for time. And I remember as soon as you left, he was like, who was that? Like, oh my gosh, Miles, I am so sorry. I didn't introduce you, because I think that you come across so unassuming to people when you first meet them, Lee, but you have so much wisdom. And I think it's exciting for me to introduce you to our ClickFunnels community, because you have a ton of experience in PR, ton of experience in journalism. You have your own, I mean, events company, and not only a company, but an entire association of event hosts who basically follow you. Your husband is a number one world-renowned vet who basically is curing cancer in animals all the time. And you're helping build not just his business, but a ton of other people's businesses. And so my question out of all of this is, when you do as much as you do, how do you really connect with as many people as you do in such a deep way? I mean, Miles had never met you before, but he literally, when I told him we were going to be having this podcast day, he's like, oh my gosh, I wish I was in the office. I wanted to see her, just because he felt that connection just from meeting you one time.
I love it. And, you know, making meaningful connections is what I love to do. I mean, I will say I can't make a meaningful connection with everyone, but I will say certain people resonate with me at a frequency where they're just open for the message and they're open for maybe something more meaningful and more impactful in their life. And sometimes I just have a way of seeing things that they hadn't thought about before. And I'm happy to share it. See, I do mentor moments all the time. And I ask people, would you like me to share this idea? And generally they'd say yes. And months later, I hear what happened. They'll tell me I did this or met this person. I often connect them with someone to do the next steps. Many times that's ClickFunnels. I just say, like, here's where you go. Here's what you do. Here's who you hire. And I think I just love people so much. I want to see them be successful. And then I want them to have a real story worth telling. So I'm guiding them on having a pathway that they can come back and say, okay, Leah, I'm ready for the next step. And I get joy out of watching them actually accomplish something that might not have happened if we didn't have that conversation. I'll share one thing. My manager who's been with me at the veterinary hospital, we have holistic veterinary care in Oakland, California. It's award-winning. You're right. My husband won number one holistic veterinary practitioner in all of America, assigned by the veterinarians. This is not a vote or a PR move where I can get votes or ask you guys at ClickFunnels, hey, set up a campaign to get votes. It was the veterinarians that chose him as the number one practitioner for holistic medicine in America. I'm even dumbfounded because he was 49 when he got it last year. And most of the people that get that, they only pick one a year. They're usually in their 60s or 70s, and they've been doing this for decades. And part of the reason he won is because of ClickFunnels campaigns we're doing, by the way, which I just don't apply for those two comma awards. I know I need to. But we did ClickFunnels campaigns and we added 2 million people to an email list last year, right? What did we do? We sold products direct to the consumer. What did the veterinarians see? They saw us doing something that never happened in our $70 billion industry before at the level that it did, which was we circumvented the veterinarians who take 3 years to make a decision. And we went direct to the consumer and said, hey, you want this great product for your pet? You can get it now. And they went to the veterinarians and said, hey, can you get me more? Why is this working? This is so fantastic. And that's how the veterinarians learned from us. So what happened was the veterinarians saw a holistic ingredient product change the marketplace and do good in the world. And because we had such positive impact, they took notice and they're actually asking us for collaborative efforts. I have like 3 or 4 new contracts that are in place just because of that new product and showing the world that we care about holistic measures for animals. Other collaborators have come to me. And there's been many, many, many reasons why getting that one award has had such value in our company. And it's not a show me, tell me thing. It's more a, hey, we've arrived, just like you did with Marcus Lemonis, right? You arrived that your story was worth telling. And that's a whole nother arena. And that's what happened with us in the veterinary hospital. And when I look at my manager, Jessica, who runs it, and that's the one I wanted to bring into this, was one of the things we played with about 10 years ago was the fact of with clients, which we have 25,000 current patients that see us in person in a year. So that shows you the volume that we were dealing with at our general practice. And Jessica was in charge of it. And I had a conversation with her, which is gamify your conversations with clients and always want them to feel better at the end of the conversation. So no matter what the conversation is, it could start in tears. It could start in joy. It could start in curiosity. It could start in even sometimes anger or disappointment. How can she gamify the conversation so that at the end, when they walk away, both of them feel better having have met? And she's practiced this for years and she'll come to me and she'll say, oh, I'm so glad I'm doing this. Let me show you how I was successful doing this. And she's excited about it. She's like, look how I turned this thing from bad to good. Or look how I, sometimes she says, I decided I'm firing that client because no matter what I do, she's not going to appreciate the team and that's not worthy. So she's had barometers based on that one thing, which is the mindset of let's have a better impact. And at the end, let them be thankful we had this conversation. And sometimes it's as easy as her saying, when a client asks them even the most outrageous things, her first comment will be, yes, I can help you with that. And we'll figure out a way. And I think her just starting the conversation with, yes, I can help you with that. The client feels like they have the right person. The client feels like she cares, which she really does. But the client also feels like she has the capability to execute because she's so confident. And no matter what, even if she has to go and ask for somebody to help her, or if she has to go and even come back to the client and say, I did my best and it really didn't work the way I wanted, and here's a different idea. No matter what, because she started out with the intention of making the client feel better in the end, and yes, I can help you with that, she now started a great relationship that could have gone awry if she didn't have that intention. So it's that simple, using the mindset of wanting to create a better experience for someone. And I think that's what I do in life. I always want to create a better experience.
You know, I echo a lot of what you're saying there. And I think it's fun for me as I take a look at gamification, especially from a customer service standpoint, because it's really easy when you're the front lines of defense in a company and you're like, oh my gosh, they're coming in, they're hot and heavy. And they're like, hey, I've got a problem. And you're like, oh man, I just can't do this day after day. It's fascinating. I've taken over at least for Q1 of 2020, I'm heavily involved in our support. It's the one area I want to make sure we turn around. And it's interesting, as you mentioned that, as far as this whole idea, as far as gamifying it, because support people, they get beat up. And
yeah, front desk people, they can. They can if they allow people to beat them up. There's different, as soon as someone says something that you feel like they're beating up, there's different responses that can turn it right around. Just like, oh, I'm doing my best to help you with that. What can they argue with after that? They can't be like, well, I still want to be mad at you because you're doing your, no. You just have to learn that first line of defense that diffuses and creates an upward frequency in the conversation. And it's an art and a science. And honestly, if you want to listen to someone who teaches it very well in mindset, it's David Nagel. Go listen to David Nagel. When COVID hit, he created 4 podcasts immediately. By the middle of March, he already had 4 podcasts out just around mindset on how to deal with COVID. And none of us knew what we were doing. But what he did was he hardwired in some things to put in your mindset to be successful. Well, I sent it to my manager, Jessica, and I sent it to my team members. I'm like, listen to this. I'm listening. It's helping me. By the end of the 4th one, we all had a different mindset around what we were in. 30 days later in April, when other companies were freaking out and people were losing their jobs, and my team was coming together saying, God, I'm glad we listened to those podcasts because we have the tools to be more successful. And it starts in their head, right? So David Nagel is a great way to go out there, look for a way, be proactive in starting an upward spiral in frequency in your own head and out in the world. And I think that's the biggest challenge for people is they have to control what's in their head first. But it can be easy once you have the system, and part of the system is just really paying attention to it and creating the intentions of what you want. So one of the things I practice with my team, when they ever say something they don't want, I switch it to what do they want. Like, I'll give you an example. If somebody said, the dog is in the house, right? And there's cars outside, and I don't want the dog to go outside and get hit by a car. There's 2 different ways to approach it. I could say to my daughter or whomever, please close the door. I'd like to keep the dog from getting hit by a car, right? Or I could say, please close the door. I'd like to keep the dog safe and in the house. One opens a portal and a frequency of maybe the dog will get hit by the car. The other one creates a portal and frequency of what I really want is for the dog to stay inside and safe. So why not just go write what I really want? Because I'll tell you what, moms all the time yell, I told you not to open the door because that would happen. It happens all the time, and they don't understand. They created the pathway for that frequency. They might not think they did, and they might not think they have that power. But practice the other side and see if you have a better power. See, I've been practicing the other side for 12, 13 years. I learned from a Stanford professor happiness science. And a lot of it is around eliminating what you don't want and accepting what you do want and just focusing on what you do want. So the more I practice it, I'm just not making it up willy-nilly. What I'm doing is creating the pathway for me to get what I really want. The environment where I'm now day 61 in Maui, or the environment where my daughter's getting, you know, a photo shoot on top of a volcano at 10,000 feet at sunset by a magical crew, which you saw me post those pictures yesterday, or just getting, you know, things happen that are magical. I think that each one of them, I'm putting the intention behind it. I'm putting the relationships in place. I'm caring about those relationships and tending to it. you know, I'm watching here in the, where I am at the Montage in Kapalua in Maui, and this place is spectacular. And one of the reasons why it's spectacular are the colors, the greens and the blues, they're vibrant, but every plant is tended to. There's this group of 70-year-old people that have been doing it for years, and they come in at 7:30 in the morning, and they literally groom every plant and every leaf so that it's almost like they're bonsai trees. And I watch them do it. And the whole rest of the day, we just go around and we're like, there's not a dead leaf in sight. Why? Because they come in and prune and tend every day, inconspicuous. Nobody notices they're here. I notice because I could see them. I've been here 61 days. I see them every day. I'm like, wow, there's this whole little ecosystem. So I go to the front desk and I ask them, what's going on? They're like, yeah, they're all in their 70s. They don't speak English. Most of them are from Japan or Asia, and they are their own little community, and they just love the land. And you could feel it, but you wouldn't know it if you didn't pay attention. And that's what's going on even with your company. There's so many little details that you take care of that you know, but everyone else only knows 1/10 of the whole story because they don't need to know all those details you had to painstakingly go through. But your grit, your determination, your team, your decisions got you to the other side to make it look easy. But the learning lessons, they're powerful. I mean, you guys had a $40 million launch with, like, oh my God, mind blowing. Like, how can somebody do that online before COVID? You broke the ground. You did the 4-mile run before COVID even started, where we had to do it, right? So just knowing you were part of something that didn't even seem possible before, and now it's a reality. But there was a lot of work. You worked 24/7. I barely saw anything from you personally because you were in it, right? It was work. The door of opportunity, you knocked, you opened it, but the other side was W-O-R-K, work. There was no doubt 24/7, you and your team were in it for that to happen. And you're still in it. I think people don't see the grit that goes into it. And that's the reason why you guys are so successful. And I know that's you. I see how much you get down to the cellular level.
I appreciate that. I can tell you, as the part I love whenever I spend any time with you at all, Lee, is you have this ability to vibrate at such a high level. And we were talking earlier just about this idea as far as energy and your ability to connect. I know that, again, love, joy, connection, and imagine are some of your key words. And I think the ability to connect with people is because you vibrate at such a high level from an energy standpoint that you literally attract people into your life, those that you want, which is a very super cool way of doing it. I'd like to kind of transition from that connection space into imagine, because a lot of people, as we start looking at 2021, there's still going to be a lot of repercussions that happen in 2020. January 1st, it's not like this whole thing evaporates and disappears. It's still there. We have to deal with it. If you don't mind, you have an amazing ability to not only just imagine and see things actually come to fruition, help other people understand, how do you actually do that? How do you imagine your future and actually make that happen?
Thank you for asking that. That's a great question. One of the things I did years ago is my Kolbe. It's K-O-L-B-E, Kolbe.com, and it's a Kolbe A. And in that Kolbe, what I learned is my natural talent is a visionary and seeing in the future. It's not just my imagination, actually. It's actually what I'm hardwired to do. And so once I found that out and understood that that is my joy and that is what I'm gifted at, I started surrounding myself with more people that also are in that space. So in one of my masterminds, there's about 30 of us, and I'd say 90% of us are an 8, 9, or 10 in the visionary sector. And because we resonate and we are at a frequency the same. And just this morning, I was on a call with Dan Sullivan and about a dozen of them. And we had a conversation today about, hey, what has happened in all your groups? What's everyone talking about versus what are we talking about here? And in this group, we're all in the frequency of possibility. We're all in the frequency of creation. Almost everyone in there has created an income stream of 10 million or more extra just based on things from COVID. And they even say, oh my God, it's so easy to create this. How is it so easy? Well, because they're seeing opportunity and they're in visionary mode and they have the team in place and they have the things in place. What we're doing is a thing that Chris Voss said, which is practice when the stakes are low. So for the last 7 years, we've been practicing while the stakes are low. So when COVID hit and the stakes were high, we were all ready. We were ready to buy stocks. We were ready to buy companies. We were ready to sell companies. We were ready to create new collaborations because we were seeing possibilities. And I think that's the main thing that starts again with the mindset and the frequency. And the more I practice my frequency and being upward and abundant, the more that these relationships come to me automatically. So you're right. I just had Garib Shamus here, who's the CEO and founder of Comic-Con. And here he is in Maui for 5 days and he leaves. And every day we've been talking, we're either on FaceTime, Zoom, or texting. We're sending emojis back and forth. We're sending rainbows back and forth. We're like, it was so magical when you're here. But we're also creating universes and things for the future that I can't wait to share with you. There's probably, I don't know, 2,000 ClickFunnels campaigns ahead with this one. And I am telling you, it is so fun because I'm putting him with VCs and relationships that I've known. And they're even writing me going, I love this guy and I want to work with him more. And what can I do? And I'm watching people in my world want to support me. Even John and Missy Butcher, I want to bring in because, you know, they know so much. And I'm like, and ClickFunnels, I want to make sure is part of it. And part of it is just creating something that doesn't exist. But guess what it does? It brings people hope. It brings people joy. It brings people fun. It lets people imagine. This is why I love this project so much. Part of what I'm doing right now is I'm looking at all my projects for next year. I mean, I have 9 companies. Each one has 3 projects in it. And I'm looking at the team and I'm looking at my collaborators and I'm picking what ones do I want to spend time on it. And I have top 3. And the first one is a moonshot in the pet space for my husband, who is creating industry revelations in so many ways for the pet industry. So I have a space for him with a moonshot with Steve Krein. Steve Krein has a thing called Startup Health. So that's my number one. My number two is with Garib and building universes that are not existing today. My other partner there is Nick Nansen, who's just won his 22nd Emmy. And he and I are doing some projects together. I'm an executive producer on one of his movies this year and having a lot of fun. That's with Dick Vitale. Like, he sent me a text the other day with a video from Dick Vitale just saying so excited that I'm on his team. And I'm like, this is such a fun world. And here's Garib, like, you know, superhero champion in Comic-Con. And here people can't see him in person. How do we transform that to something we know online? And I have the Event Planners Association. We have 35,000 event planners. It's a great way to see how to transition online because we're already doing it. And then my third one is my Go Ask Lee stuff. I'm having a lot of fun with that. I'm saying yes to podcasts like this. I'm joining people and having conversations that I care about, those real, real people in my life I'm supporting at a higher level. So those are my 3 big projects. Even though it sounds like I have 1,000 things to do, my team does. And they have Asana to keep them straight. And they have Slack to communicate about it. And I get to see in Slack. And I have Nick Sonnenberg, who's there showing me every step of the way what I should be doing, the same things he shows UC Berkeley engineer MBA students and MBA students. So I'm like, I'm taken care of. The right who's in place is really the key. And the right technology stacking that I don't have to manage and babysit, but actually works for me is key.
I love it. We actually just hired Nick, or we'll be hiring Nick for my primary focus right now, which is going to be support. So.
Oh, good. I want to be part of that because I've learned so much with him and his team. I'll give you some secrets.
I love it.
We just did 4 challenges. I had one of his team members even just be our community manager in one of the challenges. And it was multiple 6 figures for an event planner that normally couldn't have events and changed their life. And here he was, you know, his team just came in and I'm like, I need a community manager. And they just jumped in and did it. And they did phenomenal. So he's got a really, really deep bench. You're going to really like his team.
I love it. Well, Lee, honestly, I could spend days talking to you and I look forward to the time when we can again. But as we get close to kind of wrapping things up here, is there anything specifically you want to make sure that our community hears about or knows as they look forward to 2021?
Let's see. Stay tuned to goasklee.com. There'll be all kinds of fun things that I put out there. I just like delivering value and connecting. You know, if people want to connect and talk about really cool things going on in their world, I love hearing about it, especially if it's something to bring to the media and it's a great story. Or I will say, I am definitely looking for technology and ideas in the pet industry. I'm in deal flow, putting VCs and deals together. So if people really have a great idea, if they're already a $10 million company, that's our sweet spot. We want to take them to be $100 million and beyond. And those people definitely get in touch with me for sure. I would love that.
Awesome. Lee, thank you so much. Mahalo. Enjoy your Christmas and New Year's. I guess you'll still be over there until after the first of the year. My wife and I'll have to figure out if we can get over there.
Yeah, the month of February, you definitely want to come back in February. Like maybe that's your Valentine's and 2 of you come and have a really fun time. And I belong to Kapalua Golf Course. So, you know, there is golf and tennis right here too.
I love it. Lee, thank you so much.
Absolutely. I adore you. Thank you.